internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good morning. It is 11:42 on Saturday, May 30th, the year of our Lord, 2026. Wow. Last show of May. Hard to believe, huh? It is awesome to be with you on the Stephen Roy podcast. Let's go ahead and get the rumble going. So I'm going to turn, let me get a drink. Let me drink a drink of my grape soda first. Okay, here we go. That's what my son used to say. Here we go. Jeez, bit of my jeez. Funny what you remember, right? All right, let's go. Let me turn this down. Turn this down. Take the headphones off to expose my beautiful face for radio. Woo! Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for May 30th, 2026. I'm Stephen Roy. It's great to be with you again. Hey, if you're a TV or radio station, thank you so much for watching. If you're a radio station in Lubbock, thank you. Thank you. Speaking of Lubbock, got my Texas Tech softball shirt on today. Hey, wreck 'em. Wreck 'em, Tech. Don't just beat Tennessee. Run rule 'em. I don't anticipate that's going to happen, but let's hope and pray. Let's hope and pray. Please, Jesus, help our Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders win today. Lady Raiders win. It was, I didn't get to see a lot of the game on Thursday, but I only got to see a little bit on Mr. Mouse's Sports Network. And I also listened on a local radio station once I figured out which one. Their apps didn't work. I had to go to some live feed because the games weren't on the app. I don't know what the dealio was. Is that kind of some kind of copyright thing or something? Some kind of NCAA deal? I don't know. I do not know. All I know is it wasn't on there. So I was trying to listen on the way to Plainview. If you're not from West Texas, Plainview is like 45 miles north of Lubbock. So I was on my way there trying to listen to the game on the app, not on the app. Finally, my D said that it was on, my wife D said that it's on another radio station's only a studio live feed, so I had to click on that to listen on my headphones. And are you supposed to do that in Texas when you drive? I'm not quite sure. I know that on the left coast you weren't supposed to do that. But what is the difference between that and little Bluetooth in-ear things? What's the difference between an over-the-ear and an in-ear? Can you not hear as much from the outside environment with an over-the-ear? I do not know. These headphones are noise canceling, so when I'm in a high noise environment, I'm trying to save what hearing I have left. Anyway, so let's hope and pray in Jesus' name that Texas Tech Lady Raiders win today in Oklahoma City against Tennessee. Now, they run ruled Mississippi State on Thursday, which was pretty cool. Did I even get to watch that? I'm trying to remember. I did not get to watch that. Thursday's game. I don't remember. I do remember listening to it online, but I don't remember watching it. I'm sure I was in Plainview that day too, but I do remember listening to it. I do remember that. You know, I didn't get to watch it. I think I caught just the tail end of it. That sounds right. I think I caught the tail end of it when they run ruled them towards the end. I didn't think I got to hear it before that. Don't ask me where I was. It was a very busy week. Very busy week. But hey, I'm thankful to have a good job. I'm thankful to be here. I'm even more thankful if God blesses me with a new broadcasting job. And as Blair Alper always said, radio is fun when it's just a hobby, and that's what this is. So if you are a radio or TV station or a Lubbock radio station that's watching this, just know this. There's almost no prep that goes into this show every week. Sometimes that's the best radio or television, that it's not planned, right? I learned when I first started broadcasting in 1999, I had a public access television show. If you don't know what that is, that's where anyone in the community can produce their own TV show. And mine was Tech Stuff, your show about technology. Within just a few years, I had this on 30 different, in 30 different markets all over the country. And I used to mail actual videotapes, either Super VHS, VHS, or 3/4-inch tapes all over the country, from Anchorage, Alaska, to GCI in Anchorage, to MNN, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network in Manhattan. And in fact, when September 11th happened, I couldn't help but think, you know, someone that watched my TV show probably just died. And that kind of hit home that, you know, at that time, my television show was on in Manhattan. And I'm like, you know, it kind of made it more real, you know? It wasn't just some TV thing that happened. And how many of us have forgotten what happened on September 11th? You know, last Monday was Memorial Day when we remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I played a little tribute on my podcast. If you want to hear that, go to my X account, my X page, my X profile at Stephen Roy Radio. Go to Stephen Roy Radio on the X. And then at the top of the Stephen Roy Radio profile page, you will see a website. The website is my podcast link. Then also at the very first post, I pin this Rumble broadcast. You'll see that pinned on the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Just past 9,900 followers. Thank you so much. If you follow me on the X, you can at Stephen Roy Radio. As long as you don't say anything crazy, you are welcome to join me there. So today we're going to Galley's Cigar Lounge. That's my stepdaughter and son-in-law's cigar lounge in Levelland, Texas. They don't sponsor the show. I just like to give them a plug because it's family and I do support them. And I'm not a smoker, but I do like a cigar every now and then. And so if we go over there every week or two, then, you know, I'll have a cigar or two. And no, I do not inhale. Me and Bill Clinton, we do not inhale. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Did I see that post this morning? No, another Starlink launch. Wow. So the last one was yesterday. Yesterday was a Starlink launch from Florida. Today is a Starlink launch from California. If you don't know what that is, Elon Musk started Starlink, right? Started SpaceX. SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets that have 9 rocket engines, they blast off once, twice a week with Starlink satellites. What is that? A Starlink satellite is a low Earth orbit satellite, right? So the Falcon 9 rocket takes off, the stage separates. You can watch all this. Go to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. You can see every Starlink launch, every SpaceX launch. You can see every Starship launch. I post them there. And you watch the SpaceX launches. You can see the rocket launch from California or Florida. You know how you tell the difference? On the Florida launches, you can see the lightning rods, right? The lightning towers around the rocket, and it has like a little cable, boop, 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 that goes like even narrower around the rocket, right? And it's held by these towers in 4 different locations, and it's a square of steel cable that's around the rocket. That's to protect it from getting hit by lightning. Lightning does not care. They do not care. Now, I was chief technician of a cable system in Camden, South Carolina. In Kershaw County, they had more lightning strikes than anywhere else in South Carolina, except Charleston County. So except in Charleston, Kershaw County got the most lightning strikes. And we used to have customers get hit all the time by lightning. That cable burned up. It burned up my TV. Is that right, sir? Okay, what else in your house was hit by lightning?
Well, my stereo and my refrigerator and my microwave and my...
Sir, how is the cable connected to all these things? How is it connected to your stereo and your refrigerator and your microwave? your coffee maker. How were all these things fried by the cable?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you where that lightning came from, sir. It came from your power cable. It came in through your power, went into your television, went out of your television through the coax, back up to the ground block, probably fried the ground block, and then went back to the tap on the cable line, on the main line of the cable, on the coaxial cable that travels through your neighborhood, and then it fried the tap port that you're fed out of. That's why you have no cable. That's why your TV was blown up. I only saw one time, that a lightning strike in South Carolina actually burned up the cable. It didn't burn the mainline coax. Here's what it did. It hit a pine tree. So for some reason, pine trees are more susceptible to lightning strikes. Hit a pine tree, went down the pine tree, across the ground. You could see where it went, across the ground, to our main line, to a steel pedestal, right? Then it went down the main line from the steel pedestal, upstream, and it burned up every piece of electronics, all the way back to the power supply that powered that neighborhood. In the power supply that powered that subdivision, it fried the standby inverter. It fried the standby portion of the power supply. Did not fry the transformer. That kept working. There was still power on the line, but there was no standby power because each one of these power supplies has three batteries in it, three deep cycle batteries. It's a UPS, which is an uninterruptible power supply, so that when the power goes off, your service stays on, right? So it fried all that stuff. I had to replace all that stuff. Then, as it traveled back through the main line, through the rear easement of behind the houses of the subdivision, it burned up every drop that went from a pedestal to a customer's house. So here was the pedestal, and it went across the ground of the customer's house. You could see where the line blew up out of the ground, right? All the way to the customer's house. Then at the customer's house, there's a ground block. That's where it's grounded to the same, to like the power ground for your house, where your power, your cable, your telephone, if you have that, where it's all grounded, that's where it stopped. It stopped at the ground block. So we had to go put in a new tap on the main line, then run a drop across the ground to the customer's house as a temporary, and then put in a new ground block or a two-way splitter or whatever electronics you have on the side of your house to get you back in service. That's what we had to do for every house on that line, not in the whole subdivision, but on that line as it traveled upstream. So that was quite the job. So what's the point of my story? The point of my story is nothing will stop lightning. Nothing will stop it. The only way you can stop lightning from tearing stuff up in your house is to unplug it. Unplug the coax. You don't even have to unplug the coax, because I've only seen it happen one time in over 30 years that I've been in the telecommunications business. You got to unplug your power. Unplug everything from your power. So anyway, so the latest launch was from California. I see a day ago the launch was from Florida. You can see those launches on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. You can watch the launch. You can watch the stage separation. You can watch the fairing coming off the satellite launcher. It launches these little Starlink satellites into orbit. There's over 10,000 Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit, orbiting the Earth, right? That's why you don't lose connectivity. If you live in a rural area, you can get internet by satellite, and it's very reasonable. I sound like a salesman. I've never had it. I've talked to people that had it. I've been to Texas Tech football games, and at the tailgates, I've seen the little antenna where people have Starlink so they can have Wi-Fi while they're tailgating, which I think is awesome. That's great. They probably have their TV streaming the game too. I've seen 55-inch TVs at tailgates the Jones Stadium parking lot. Well, I have season tickets this year. This is the first year in 9 years of living in West Texas that I have season tickets at the Jones to see every home game of Texas Tech. Might miss one. Dee and I bought concert tickets before we bought season tickets. Was it before? I think we were on the waiting list. I think we got put on the waiting list. So before we got our season tickets, because when you go on the waiting list, you don't even know if you're going to get them. And 95% of season ticket holders for Texas Tech games at Jones Stadium renewed their season tickets. So I was happy we got season tickets. I would have liked to have had better seats, but what are you going to do? They're not terrible. We've went to games with worse seats. And I don't know why we paid for anything that would be worse than that. But last year we had seats in we were on the 45-yard line, and we were in row two or three. We got tickets that were very reasonable at the last minute. I got to trim my mustache every Saturday, and a hair over here was bugging me. So we went to the Oregon State game last year. We were in rows two or three. And the reason is that we had seats higher up, in section two or three. We had tickets higher up. So we gave those tickets to my brother-in-law and his girlfriend, his then-girlfriend. And Dee and I were in row two or three. Great seats. Actually, I think they were too low. Because, you were almost looking into the back of the equipment on the sideline, right above the Tech bench. And so anyway, then it was rained out, So after in the first series, it was rained out. And so we had ponchos that we had bought because there was a chance of rain, clear ponchos. And so we didn't really get wet, but Dee didn't want to wait. Dee and her brother did not want to wait. So we left. Didn't get to see the whole game. Didn't get to see hardly any of the game. And I told Dee, if that happens this year, you can go. But I'm going to stay. If I have to Uber home, I am going to stay and not miss the game. Every home game. I have my grape soda today. I'm not going to say what brand it is or where it's from. All I can say is that the store where I bought those are very united in their support of Texas Tech. That's all I can tell you. All right. Let's go to the ick. So I'll click on profile, replies. Thank you again if you do follow me. I love the Steve the Otter. You ever see the Steve the Otter memes? So Dee sent me this one this morning. It says, when Steve uses furthermore in an email. See, Steve, he's got glasses on because, he's really smart because he used furthermore in an email. Oh, they're so funny because my name is Steven. And Steven, Roy, radio. Yeah, that's hilarious. I love AI. Here's the AI of Marco Rubio when he finds out that he's going to have to perform at the 250th anniversary of our great nation. Oh, that's funny. I've seen Marco Rubio in a Texas Tech sweatsuit. It's always that same picture that they make him from, which I think is hilarious. And in this picture, he's a rocker. Did I go too fast? Did you see it? Marco Rubio is a rocker. That's just hilarious. Listen to this. Do you like Senator Kennedy? I like Senator Kennedy. It's rare that I'm speechless, states Senator Kennedy talked about in disbelief. Senator Kennedy stated this in disbelief that he's speechless. 3 months before Biden left office, his energy secretary, can you imagine being an energy secretary stopping people from producing energy? Okay. The energy secretary, Granholm, transferred $93 billion. $93 billion with a B. Billion dollars. Where'd he transfer that to? Poof. So Senator Kennedy says, whoa. $93 billion. Poof. Where could it be? Find it. This is the criminality that happened. This is the criminality that happened. I didn't even notice it was Rob Schneider that said this. But This is a video of Sydney police physically clearing people facing east of Mecca on the public street. He said, Jenny asked, do you support this or is it overreach that the police are clearing the street? Look, there's no doctrine that says that Muzzies should face east of Mecca in the middle of a public street. There's only one reason they do it: to show dominance. To show that we can put down our blanket and face east of Mecca anywhere we want. An interstate, a Londonistan street, anywhere, Central Park, anywhere we want. We can put down our blanket and do the face east of Mecca thing 5 times a day. Like Bathhouse Barry Malbama, he faces east of Mecca 5 times a day. You think I'm kidding? There was Korans all over the slide house when Bathhouse Barry and Michael were in the slide house. Yes, there was. So that's why they're just trying to show dominance. So when the Sydney policemen drag you off the street, they should arrest you. That's what they should do. That's trespass. They should arrest you. You should get arrested if you block a public street. I'm not even going to mention this article. This one's funny. It's a video of Hamas terrorists rescuing one of their injured buddies, one of their injured terrorist buddies. Then they accidentally step on an explosive that they themselves planted to ambush IDF soldiers. Needless to say, every terrorist was exploded and died instantly. And I say, you are here. If you F-A-F-O, you are here. You're in the second F part because you just did that. I actually was confused by my own dealio over here. See the audio? See the audio over there? Yeah, that's the podcast. Over here is the rumble, Steven. You've been rambling for over 20 minutes. This is a funny video. Look at this guy. He's lighting a cigar with a big old giant torch. That cigar's like this big around. It's like this big around. And he's lighting it with a big old torch. I gotta show that to my stepdaughter and my stepdaughter and son-in-law today, because I just think that's so funny that he used a giant deal. Here's a post from Evelina. Sweden has a huge problem with illegal alien teenagers committing serious crimes such as murder, shootings, bombings, rape, etc. Therefore, the age of criminal responsibility is being lowered to 13, which is very good. And then she goes on and on and on about that. So where are the sob stories about the families whose children were murdered by teenage criminals? Yeah, that's a good question, Evelina. That's a good question. Am I supposed to feel sorry for Sudanistan? You invite in, like, you know, several million illegal aliens, a much more larger percentage there than it is here, and they have taken over Sudanistan. That's my code word for Sweden. Sweden is now, it's now Sudanistan. You know, there are entire towns of Sweden now that have been taken over by these illegal aliens. The police don't even go there. They won't go there unless, like, the army goes there. Yeah, if you're a woman in Sudanistan, you can't even go out and run at night. I remember reading about a women's group that went out running with a policeman because it was unsafe for them to go out running. They don't go to music festivals anymore because they're afraid they'll be molested or, worse, raped. That's what happens when you allow in criminal illegal aliens. I mean, these stories we hear about, you know, women being raped, children being murdered, raped and murdered. That poor little girl in Houston. Oh, I mean, you want to talk about heartbreak. She was raped and murdered. I don't know about rape, but she was murdered, strangled by two illegal aliens. I believe they were Venezuelans. You think Venezuelan was emptying their mental institutions and their prisons? You think they're only sending here rocket scientists and brain surgeons? No. They're sending criminal, illegal aliens. That's who they're sending. The worst, murderers and crazy people. I did my yard work this morning. I think that's why I'm just so dry throat, parched. I told my wife when she was on her way home, I told Dee. She's, I'm on your way home. And I said, yeah, ours will be the home that doesn't look like it's abandoned anymore. Because that grass was so long. And, you know, I had to clean up a house before selling it. I'm not going to say anything bad about who lived there before. But let's just say the backyard wasn't mowed in a year. So I had to weed eat it and weed eat it and weed it before I could mow it. Well, I had a good mower. I had a nice mower with a good engine on it. A brand you would know. And the motor blew up in the middle of this cutting this grass, right? So I bought an electric lawnmower, you know, a rechargeable lawnmower, only because I didn't want to have to deal with the gas engine anymore. And so it's much easier. You don't have to, like, drain the gas and oil. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you do is recharge the batteries. Well, it just doesn't have the power of a gas engine, okay? So I had to like, cut, like, half a row at a time because the grass was so long. I should have cut it last week. I didn't cut it last week. And then I've been watering more since it's been so hot, when it was so hot. And then we got a lot of rain during the week. And so that grass was like, it was several, it wasn't a foot long, but it was several inches long. So that's the most grass I cut probably since last year. But that's okay. The yard looks good. So anyway, it's hard for me to feel sorry for Swedanistan and Germanistan and Europistan and UKistan. Am I supposed to feel sorry for your country that you've allowed to be destroyed? Same thing happened here under the Dementia One. The Demented One wasn't even there, right? In the last 6 months of Biden's presidency, he was there 6 hours in 6 months. We know because there's White House logs. The rest was, he was probably on a beach in Delaware. You know, that's my, every time I heard Biden on TV. Yesterday, I was listening to Hannity on the way home from Plainview. And he was playing all this tape of Biden. I had to turn it off. I couldn't even listen to it. Well, you know, the thing is, no, I can't listen to you, Biden. I can't listen to you. I'm sorry, sir, that you're demented. I'm sorry, poopy pants, but I cannot listen to you. Cannot listen. It's just unintelligible. So here's what I wrote about Evelina's post. I wrote this. I wrote, until criminals are prosecuted with severe consequences, their evil will not end. It will not stop if there are no consequences to your criminal actions. So that, you remember that dude that murdered Arena in Charlotte, North Carolina? The dude was arrested like 17 times. We see people committing murder that were arrested 46 times. Gee, I wonder why they keep committing crimes. Maybe it's because they have not been put in jail for, I don't know about you, but if I spent 10 years in prison for something I did that was bad or longer, I might think about doing it and not doing it again, right? That's called a deterrence. That's called consequences for your actions. I was happy to see Adam Carolla got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congratulations. There'll be drug addicts and prostitutes walking on your star, Adam. You know, when I was a kid, growing up in the suburbs of Los Angeles, my family in Georgia and North Carolina would idolize, oh, have you ever been to Hollywood? I want to go there. Really? Why? It's not safe. There were drugs and prostitutes back then in the 70s and 80s. Do you think it's better now? No, it is not. No, it is not. That's why the largemouth bass needs to be replaced by Spencer Pratt in Los Angeles, because she's literally allowed Los Angeles, allowed LA to go to just become a third world asshole. And he wasn't even that bad when I was growing up. Where I grew up in the suburbs of LA, it was so very nice. You know what I always say? French Laundry Gavi, the governor of California right now has totally destroyed the state, the beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. The once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood has been destroyed by French Laundry Gabby. All right. You seen this idiot that's running for the United States Senate for the Democratic Party? This is six-gender Jimmy. He goes, he was talking to, you know, yesterday about, I have a neighbor with a uterus. Not my neighbor Julie, not, she's a woman, she's a female, no. She's my neighbor with a uterus. So if she was a trans testicle, what would she be? Oh, this is my female neighbor without a uterus. What are you talking about? Six gender Jimmy? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. I'm not going to talk about a lot of stuff I post here, but it's funny. Here's six gender Jimmy.
God is non-binary.
That means he's not a man. He's not a woman. Is that what that means? Non-binary. Is that what that means, six gender Jimmy? Wish you'd explain it to me, because I don't get it. Here's a brain surgeon. Muslim woman says, I feel way safer in Egypt than I do in America. My life was way better there. Gary says, there's a solution to that problem. Anyone want to tell her? I said, yeah. I got a solution for you, sweetie. Get out. Go. Leave right now. Go. Get out. That's your solution. Okay? You think it's better in Egypt? Go back. Leave. That's your solution. Bye-bye. Well, it's time for me to tell you bye-bye. Can you believe I've rambled for 30 minutes already? Yeah. Well, that sometimes that's the best television, the best radio, is where you just wing it, right? Look at, there's no audio on the top over here. I'm going to have to fix that. One of these days, I'm going to have to fix that for good. It's got to be a bad connection or something. Anyway, that's going to do it for me on the Rumble for this week. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. Wreck 'em. That's it for that. All right. See, now the audio is working good. I don't get it. Do not get it at all. We'll find out when we play music. Find out when we play music, which I'm going to do right now. Last week, I didn't even play any Josh Turner. And I feel bad about that. I feel bad about that because, he's playing now. Because I went to the Josh Turner concert. It was a week ago last Thursday, and I didn't play any of his music. So we're going to do that now. What shall we start with? What shall we start with? This is probably my favorite song of his that he did sing at the concert. So we'll start with that. How about that? Does that sound good? All right. Here comes some Josh for you on the Stephen Roy Show. I also saw a Kylie Minogue documentary, which is great too. So we'll play some Kylie, maybe some John Cicada, and more.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Her mama's mama was born right here, and her roots run deeper than that old town square. She's a good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. I need brings the salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back.
Oh my God, RFD.
Take a look, you look again. Thing the town's talking about. There ain't a pickup line for one of a kind. Worth a shot, worth a try. So baby, won't you hear me out? You picture perfect, you don't need no fame. You'll be hanging on my mind for don't know how many days. Kind eyes with the killer man smile. The kind I ain't seen around here in a while. Usually don't see a work of art in a bar. So girl, in case you didn't know, God painted you pretty, and I bet you've got a heart of gold. What's the story with your turquoise ring? I noticed there ain't one on your left hand. And do your favorite days fall in the spring? I can tell the sun's been kissing on your tan. Got that all hell southern belle. Think you put me in a spell, girl. I'm singing about your picture perfect. You don't need no frame. You'll be hanging on my mind for don't know how many days. Kind eyes with the killer man smile. The kind I ain't seen around here in a while. Usually don't see a work of art in a parcel, girl. In case you didn't know. You pretty, and I bet you got a heart of gold. He took a little more time when he was working on you. Is there a hole up in heaven that you fell through? Picture perfect, you don't need no frame. And you'll be hanging on my mind for don't know how many days. Kind eyes with the killer man smile. The kind I ain't seen around here in a while. Don't see a work of art in a parcel, girl. In case you didn't know, God painted you pretty, and I bet you've got a heart of gold. Yeah, God painted you pretty, and I bet you got a heart of gold.
A long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head and look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I
victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing hell the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I lay my head and get no rest at all. The port swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and now it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should've left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. Of you saying, baby, don't go, and your goodbye. If you came back, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place without you. What the hell did you do? Oh, 'cause now it's just four empty walls. Empty walls where I lay my head and get no
me down the highway. Everything is perfect, or so it seems. Mama and Daddy come by sometimes, and everything is fine. My old dog does a little singing late at night when the moon gets bright. Church bells ringing. Let us go and see who's getting baptized. We're gonna take us a Sunday drive. Cause everything is fine. Everything is fine, fine, fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a peace of mind. You know I can't complain. Thank the Lord when I got him on the line. I'm feeling good and everything is fine. Got the same job down at the warehouse. Ain't never been around, but I sleep at night. Got a little girl that looks like her mama. She likes it when Daddy tucks her in real tight. One night this week we're gonna have a fish fry. Cause everything is fine, fine, fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a piece of mind. Thank the Lord when I got him on the line. I'm feeling good and everything is fine. I'm making a point to thank the Lord when I got him on the line. Is fine.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put
out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher.